You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdin Batzorek. On Sunday, maintenance workers at Société de Transport de Montréal have reached an agreement to accept a 7-year contract after a 2-year labor dispute. The Montreal Gazette reported the deal was voted on by more than 96% of the members of Syndicat du Transport de Montréal. According to the SDM, the deal will give the workers, quote, more flexibility on work hours, including the possibility of creating positions in the evening and night shifts in its centers, which is a long-standing demand, and a yearly wage increase of 2%. Additionally, the wages will be indexed in accordance with inflation rates, capping at 3%. Gleason Fernet, president of the SDM-CSN, said, quote, "We are ready to work with the SDM to improve customer service as we have always done," end quote. Ontario is currently in discussion to ban single-use plastics as part of a bigger initiative to reduce waste in landfills. According to CTV News, in a recently released discussion paper on reducing litter and waste, the Ontario government is asking the public and stakeholders for input on how best to address the problem. One question it asks is if a ban on single-use plastics would be effective in reducing plastic waste. The ban would include single-use plastics such as bags, water bottles, and cutlery. Environment Minister Rod Phillips said reducing plastics, and particularly in the waterways, is a priority of the government. In the discussion papers, it is estimated that almost 10,000 tons of plastic debris enter the Great Lakes each year. Comments from the public are being accepted until April 20th. A Nakawa elder is speaking out against a Halifax airport security.
Yeah. See, I'll be catching you staring. Be careful. for the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in. But keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just wanna pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? All in the palm of my hand. Ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance, your knees just wanna break. Your eyes keep me all in the trance. And let me ask you, I know the approach is so far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance.
Being able to get to the surface where the air was, and looking down and seeing my body.
And welcome to CJLO 1690. This is CMZO with your host, Aaliyah Guerra, who we got in the studio.
Right here.
Oh, wait, say that again.
We got Joseph right here.
Cool, cool.
And we got Jude.
Jude is our guest. Unfortunately, Frank is not here today, but it's all good. We got Jude filling in the space. Super excited to have you on the show. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks. I'm also very excited to be here.
Awesome. I'm super excited because I keep telling our listeners, send us music, DM us music links.
And he did, right?
And she did. And she not only did she send music, she sent a bomb playlist. Oof. So I had a really hard time like choosing, okay, which few songs are we going to put and talk about? So good job. The harder you make my job in that sense, the better. So really great. Yeah, so just a little background. I don't know, if, Joseph, if you know this, but like we met at the internet concert.
Oh my God.
It was so crazy how that happened. Like, I'm really glad it did happen because, like, and I was even saying that day, I'm like, you know what? I'm coming to this concert by myself, but it's all good. I'm about to make some friends today because as long as we're at this concert, I know y'all got good taste in music. Yeah. So
you literally just came up to me. You were like, hey, what's your name? I don't usually do this. I'm not usually that crazy. But hey, how are you?
Oh my God. And I remember I was like, damn, like I need to go get drinks, but like there's a lot of people coming in. I'm like, yo, can y'all watch my spot? I'm gonna go get some drinks. They're like, okay. And then we sat down so like no one would take our spot, and we knew the show would start late. Like, I've been to the internet concert before at Belmont, bro. It was on some Lauryn Hill thing.
Honestly, there's no other place to make friends other than concerts.
For real.
That's where you meet the best people.
And everyone's just there to have a good time. Yeah. Like, no one's like, look at her. Look at those shoes.
You already have something in common. Exactly. You all came here for the same artist.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it builds a sense of community.
Definitely.
Cool. Both of you guys met Sid and like Amber from Moonchild, right?
Did you do the VIP thing? Or?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I did see Steve Lacy because I was with my friend like in the front, in front of the door waiting for the door to open.
Oh, so you saw them just
I saw them just like
casually
walking in. Like, Patrick was just like, hey guys, stay warm. And I was just here trying not to die.
Trying not to die.
But yeah, it was an experience.
Yo, and I think it's so crazy because like I did the whole shebang, and we were waiting outside for maybe like 5 minutes. And I remember this girl, I was working at a hair salon at the time, and she just come in earlier that week. It's the first time I ever saw her. Mm. And we were talking about being short. And that's literally like we had a 2 minute conversation. Never saw her again. Then I get to the box office, and then I see this girl. I'm like, damn, her hair look good. Then she turned around. I'm like, hey, didn't I see you at the hair salon?
She's
like,
yeah. Your hair.
So we ended up just making a whole little squad of friends, and that's really how it went. And plus, it's like we were like trying to like sneak around and see the band, because I'm that person. I've snuck around at Metropolis many times, and I always get my extra backstage pass. Anyway, that's beside the point. Anyway, but yeah, like people were just like, yeah, Steve Lacy and Patrick are just chilling outside, walking around, and I'm like,
they
what?
They're like playing in the snow.
Yeah.
I was just like,
and they're making like little Instagram videos, like we in the snow, boys in the snow. It was so funny. Oh,
that
my
was
gosh.
Like one, what time, like 5 o'clock or like?
I think around 6 because
actually,
I like.
No, it was late.
No, for me the. Hold on. VIP thing started at 5.
No. We showed up. We saw people inside, and we were like, oh, fuck. We're not the first ones here. Oh,
it's okay.
We're, like, oh, we're not the first ones here. And so we knock on the door because it was really it was really cold, so we thought
it
was really cold.
we're like super early too.
So I knock on the door, and then the security guard's like, hey, are you here for the meet and greet? And we're like, no. And then he's like, well, you're the first ones in line, please stay outside. We're like, oh, okay.
Wait, was it a tall black bald dude?
No, the tall black bald dude was actually the one who made us like come inside when
you
it
know
was
who that
cold.
Guy is
who
Abdul
is
that's the guy that let me get to see Tori Kelly last time.
Honestly, this
that's
man
my
this
dude.
Man is a lifesaver.
He is for real.
I saw him again when I went to see this band called Beirut.
Okay.
And they were the ones that opened the door for us because it was too cold.
He's
outside.
The real MVP, I'm telling
you
every time.
I have experience with like MTEL stuff.
Yeah.
It's true, yo.
Sorry, guys. Cool. Sorry.
Like after the show, like I was like, can I have like a drink? I'm like, oh, we're closed. Like you go to the bar right there. I'm like,
wow.
Okay. Like don't be so rude about it.
And you see how long that was a dirty lineup to get our jackets after the show, man.
Honestly, no, that was,
But
I have
like
PTSD from that moment.
It was like, I was honestly like, I'm kind of hungry, but it's kind of cold outside. But like, it kind of worked out because in the lineup, it was so long. We were close to the door to get in. Mm-hmm. So when we were there, that's actually where Moonchild just like they just stood there and was like greeting everybody, and they're like, oh, thanks for coming to the show. So I was like with Zach, one of our guests that we had here, And I was like, yo, it's Moonchild. And he's like, yo, you want to go say hi? I'm like, well, no. Like, yeah.
Like, why not?
It was pretty awesome. But yeah, we gotta play the playlist. We're going to take a quick break because we always, you know, how we are with our ad breaks. They're going to sue us one day.
Yep.
But yeah, we're going to just do a quick little ad break. I was just looking for something. We needed a show promo. Oh, there it is. Okay, good. So we're gonna take an ad break and we're gonna come back. We're gonna start playing some music. So yeah, stay tuned. Here we go.
How about this one? Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Ladies and gentlemen, come one, come all! The circus is in town! Hell's a Poppin' Circus Sideshow is a world-renowned rock and roll circus stunt show, where some of the deadliest exploits in live entertainment are performed to a soundtrack of your favorite heavy music. You won't want to miss it. March 20th at Piranha Bar. Get your tickets in advance or at the door, or follow CJLO to find out how you can win tickets. Enjoy special guests, screaming demons, and experience one of the world's last authentic circus sideshows with death-defying stunts of mind over matter. One night only, March 20th, Piranha Bar. We will see you there.
What's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. It's not 1690. I would not be welcome there.
Cool. So, yeah, now that the ad break's out of the way, we're going to play a little throwback from when we met at that concert. So this is my favorite song. Just, yeah. La-di-da. Here we go.
I'm all right beside me, G in the zone, real talk sunset. My groove right on night, snatch up your wife, smoke like it's not me. Get out my way, talk if you wanna me, I'm a gonna push. I'm a hard active hour, keep up your out, move your feet, enjoy my sweet suave. Look at me, I'm so suave. Smooth operator, no, I'm your favorite, but let me enjoy my sweet swap. Sorry that I'm so blasé. Why are you dancing like your name Shade? Hey, why you so worried about me? I said no, sir, not today.
I just came to dance. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da. Said I'm trying to dance.
enough for me to go around. I don't bite. Oh, me? You already know it is. To be honest, all I really want to do is take you to the
bridge.
This is a song called Yours by Levin Kelly.
looking out, watching the leaves falling in.
Shout out to Jude for this dope track. It's called Time Moves Slow by Bad Bad Not Good, Sam Heron. Yeah.
Oh, so perfect. Couldn't talk to me. Time moves slow when you're all alone. And the time moves slow when you're out.
Those were some dope vibes. Thanks for the suggestions. Those were just two of the three. The song that's playing right now is And Then by James Tillman. I'll be playing it again next week, so don't hate just because we're talking over it. It's good vibes for talking. Anyway, so yeah, we were talking a little bit. Where did you hear about this Bad Bad Not Good track?
I didn't hear this track. It wasn't the first track I heard from them, because I heard from them in a Tiny Desk concert, the Tiny Desk concerts by NPR. Yeah, and they played this song called In Your Eyes with Charlotte Day Wilson. Is it Wilson?
Yeah. Plus, they were trapped with Donald Caesar, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She, oh, my God. But I heard them, and just my third eye opened. It was like, wow, it was a moment of like revelation. Honestly, I just love the fact that they kind of fuse jazz and R&B and hip hop together and just created this whole new genre.
Yeah.
And like it has a very, like, the, you can hear the the bass of it, like the basis of it, is mm-hmm. very jazz, like mm-hmm. the technique and everything.
Same for the drums too.
Yeah, and the patterns, everything mm-hmm. is very jazz based, but you can, the vibe is very urban and very like hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, it's I don't.
And it gives hope for this generation because I think a lot of older generations are like, oh, y'all don't know none about real music, you know? And it's like, it's nice to see that, you know, people our age can appreciate this older generation, right. this classic generation of music with authentic instruments and still integrate it into this new digital world of like making music and stuff on like a little keyboard synthesizer, you know? But it's just like, we still are able to deliver that same authenticity. So love it, love it, love it, love it. There's another song. Who's the other one? Okay, it's coming up. It's coming up. I'm not gonna ruin it. I'm not gonna ruin it.
Let them surprise.
Basically, there was something though. What are your top three albums of all time?
Oh my God! Don't ask me.
This is what I'm gonna ask you now. A hard one. I ask you this now, so you have time to answer this in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Don't worry, I wouldn't throw you under the bus like that.
I cannot.
That's a heavy question for music junkies, I know. That's why it's a good question to ask.
I
don't
even think I can, like, just narrow it down to three. Like, I at least have like 10.
Nah, three.
That's unfair.
Heck,
like, listen, you about to break some hearts, girl. Gotta give me three. So I'll give you 20 minutes to figure it out.
All right.
In the meantime, we're going to let the track run. Following this track, we're going to play the other song you suggested. We played it last week, and it's probably going to get played again next week, too.
And who knows, maybe in like the next few weeks.
This should be a tradition.
The album is so fire. Okay, I just gotta say, it's Solange's new album when I get home. But the song, though, that's a surprise. So, yeah, here we go.
Oh, you can get it.
So shout out to James Bailey, a friend of mine from Toronto, for making this song, Games. Yeah. Is your mic okay, Joseph? Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, cool. So while that's there, we're going to fade into my little Wonder Woman tune. Last week was Women's Week, or on the 8th, I guess, yeah. Friday. So Women's Day. That was really cool. I actually got featured on my distributor's playlist of the year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think I saw on like Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, well, thank you. That's how sweet. And it's like a pretty like hefty list of cool female artists. I forgot to plug my show last week, so I'm going to do it now. I do have a show coming up on April. March 23rd, 2019, so it's not another time. It's going to be at 7 p.m. There's dinner included, so be there at 7 o'clock if you want some dinner. And then the show starts at 9. So it's an all-inclusive ticket. You get some Caribbean food. Yeah.
You know I'm here.
Like, yeah, like that's the selling point. Like, Caribbean food. Yeah. So So the ticket includes everything. It's going to be at 8080 Caribbean Paradise in LaSalle. Tickets are $30, $35 at the door. You can get them online. And if you want the physical copies, which I got right here. Okay. Physical copies. hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, what's the other thing people use these days? I don't know. Aaliyah Guerra music, you know what to do. Or you can call the radio station right now, and you never know. You never know.
We had a call last week, dude. I was like, kind of strange.
We did have a call in last week. You never know what that person got for calling in. So give a call. You never know what you might get. Anyway. I'll let the song play a little, and then we're going to go on to the next thing.
Twink.
Yeah, because she gave some great songs. Yo, Jude is honestly the best playlist person. Yeah. I don't know if there's a word for that.
Playlister? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, playlist curator. That's what they're called.
Yeah. Oh, playlist curator.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. I should know this term.
Good thing I didn't send any tracks because I don't want to like take spotlight away from the guests. So,
yeah.
Like,
okay. Sorry, what did you just say?
That like, good thing I didn't like send any tracks to the group chat because I didn't want to take any like spotlight.
Oh no.
And also, Joseph. I forgot about it, too. I'm like, oh, that, fuck.
Oh, come on. You exposing yourself now. You see? I'm telling you, it's going backfire one of these days. No, it's all good. Honestly, we were kind of tight for the playlist, but it's all the more the merrier for next week then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Better be on point, though.
Yeah. But I need to find some tracks, though.
So. Yeah. So anyway, I'll let the song play, and we'll chat in a bit. Yeah. Moment we've all been waiting for. Pink and White by Frank Ocean. Thank you for the suggestion. I love the song too.
If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. But where it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines.
tower milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me, you were sure. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me, showed. You showed me love.
So this is a song called Paradise by Bad Bad Not Good and Sean Leon and Daniel Caesar. Damn. I didn't even... Why is this so new to me? Sorry?
It's an old track from like
Caesar.
Yeah.
I just typed in Daniel Caesar and then I was like, oh, this looks cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it felt like a... Like it's a Frank Ocean
yeah,
vibe.
Yeah. Sounds like Sweet Life.
Yeah.
Honestly.
There you go. There you go. I'm gonna let it play.
Father told me I faltered, picking fights with my pops. He asked forgiveness a lot, but I don't need God's forgiveness. Can I give me a witness? I could cry, but I gotta pick my battles tonight. Tonight, I could cry. I got your heaven, nigga. Would rather rev on an engine than ever reverend, nigga. Black sheep packing weapons and 9-11s, nigga. How could worship be worth it? You love your God like yourself, so you deserve to be perfect. You deserve for your car to skirt and your girl to be skirtless. Fuck on a Saturday, nigga. Miss Sunday service. Yeah. You made you 100 verses, 100 verses. That's why you need you 100 verses, 100 verses. Yeah, you wear your crown with a frown sometimes. You can't help but feel down at times. You were raised in the basement. Yeah, you used to pray on your spaceship. Spaceship, 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 spaceship. I gotta make something for myself. Myself. Ooh. If you want to.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Sights of Embodied Silence is an exhibition in the Art Matters Festival. Looking at silence is a response to contemporary political and social issues. In the age of political correctness, silence has become a mainstream reaction, raising questions on the recontextualization of acts of resistance. Visit the Vernissage of Sites of Embodied Silence on Thursday, March 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. in the VAV Gallery.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick, the security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO, 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
So we're back, we're back, we're back, we're back, and guess what? I'm turning the camera to stop. My girl Jude. Now's
move this.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out
it
to this vanilla way. Body spray saving the day.
I was smelling like Jamaican patty.
Shameless plug.
That's funny. So now the question of the hour: top three.
Oh my God!
Albums
no.
of Oof. All time.
Okay, this is.
Do I need to put some background music on to?
Yeah.
That's too, like, tension.
This is too much tension.
All right, y'all. Let me just cue it up. Cue it up. All right, go ahead.
Oh my God. Okay. So I'm gonna start with the most obvious one. For me, it was Reflector by Arcade Fire, because mm-hmm. first of all, they are my favorite band of all time. Mm-hmm. No joke. Like, honestly, if there was one band I could listen to for the rest of my life, it would be Arcade Fire.
Nice. Yeah,
you don't tour anymore, huh? Do they? Or
what?
When was the last time they came into Montreal? Like,
actually last year, I'm pretty sure, because they came out with a new album. What was it called?
Forgot.
Infinite Content. No. Yes.
I think
no.
so. I don't.
Everything
I haven't
listened now?
To it.
I don't know.
I think
something,
it's Everything Now,
yeah. One of the two. Okay.
All right. I'll let it slide.
Yeah,
okay.
One of the two. And it actually, Reflector was the album before that. Mm-hmm. And I really love it because it kind of helped me reconnect with my Haitian descent, like my Haitian
roots.
My Haitian roots.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because they use the lead singer of the... Well, one of the lead singers of the band is actually Haitian. Mm. And they because of that, they use a lot of... Their influences come a lot from that country and that... The compas music
yeah.
from Haiti. And it's so, like, oh my God. It's just... They kind of, like, put their own twist on it.
It's nice to see that fusion, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah, a yeah. nice little, like, fusion between indie and compas. And it's wow. very, like, whoa. You know?
Nice.
And there's honestly not one song from that album that I don't love. Like, it's just so... Ugh. I can't even talk about it. Like, it's
fire.
Just, it's yeah. it's more than fire. Intended. Like, it's just, like...
Fortunately.
Dope.
It's just, yeah, it's, yeah.
So that was one. Two?
No, that was the first one.
Okay.
The second one, I'm going to say, oh my God, I hope I get the, I think it's Currents by Tame Impala.
Hey, that's sure. a good
yeah.
one.
Okay. Okay. Because
it's so trippy, goddamn
yeah,
it.
Oh my God, it's really trippy, but also, like, it has a lot of funk vibes, and their disco bass lines too. Wow, like I heard The Less I Know The Better for the first time in my life. Nice. And it my life
I got
changed.
Transported me too.
It was transformed. I became a better woman. It was
last track too. That's deep. new person, same mistakes. That was a good one.
Rihanna
too.
Made a cover of this song. And she made it like 5,000 times sexier, in my opinion. Like, honestly, I forgot his last name, but Kevin Parker. You did good. You did good, son. It's a great album.
Don't do stuff, please. It's 2019. Come on.
Yeah, I'm waiting for his next album to come out because I'm in withdrawal right now, you know?
I'm still going through that album like every now and then.
Yeah, like it's...
I'm going to just do a quick shout out to Rashawn Brown from the UK. He's really dope. Key player. He's actually tuned into our live stream. What up? Because you know what I mean? Like, we have a very small, legit following in this live stream. So thanks for tuning in. What's up? Cool. Third album.
Okay. Oof. Honestly, I... Oof. this is unfair. Like, you can't
Girl,
put me on
the time is running up. We are not on the air for free, my love.
Okay. I will say... I forgot the
they're gonna sue you.
Okay, Hi Violet.
Prepare. I'm just kidding.
Hi Violet by The National. It's one of the first albums that got me into indie rock.
Okay.
And I heard it for the first time when I was in high school, and it saved my life. It's a very depressing album. I'm not even gonna lie.
But hey, that's where the real art is. Yeah. Your soul is just there. Yeah.
It just tears you apart. But it tears you apart in the best way possible.
Speaks to you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. Very real and raw, and I really love it. It's just at Matt Berenger, please. Notice me. But this band is amazing, and it was the band that got me into them in the first place, and I've become a diehard fan ever since. So
That's legit. That's legit fan love right there. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. You need to DM me some music now. Some more music.
I will look forward
to it. We are going to wrap it up for now. Joseph, man.
I'm just playing.
Oh man, it's been a great show though. I hope you enjoyed. I hope to have you back.
Honestly, anytime. This has been a really fun time.
Send me some music, and you are always more than welcome. I just want to make a little, hold up, make a little announcement. Oh hi, Dayton, how's it going? Yeah, this is the studio. These are the people. Hey. To all the viewers, everybody listening, the listeners. Feel free to DM us some music at Aaliyah Guerra Music or Aaliyah G420 on Instagram or Concordia Music Zone out on Facebook. There's Dan. We'd love to have you in the studio and tell us about some of your music that you feel like you should share with the rest of the world or Montreal, I guess. And we have one last song that you suggested called Ordinary Pleasure by Toro y Moi.
The bop.
Yeah. And you want to make a little announcement, or should I just play the bop because it's really fire?
What announcement? Just
I don't know. Where did you find that track? Because I was bopping out on the way here.
I actually found out about that track because I follow Toro y Moi on Instagram, and he posted a little sneak peek of the music video for that song on his Instagram. And I heard the little
bongos.
The little bongos, and I was like, okay, what is this? And then the bass line came in, and I was like, okay, this is what's happening right now. But it's a really great bop, and you will hear it in a second.
Great. Well, I know y'all gonna like it too. So thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. I'm the host, Aaliyah Guerra. This is our guest. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Oh wait, check out Tiana Major 9. She's from the UK. Well, shout out to Tiana Major 9. I'm going to check her out. DM me the links, people. I have a really bad memory because people send me music all the time. But yeah, thanks so much for listening, for tuning in, wherever you're tuning in from. I'm about to play this new joint, or not new, but yeah, Ordinary Pleasure. Thanks so much. Tune in Mondays at 4. All right. Bye. Wow.
Maximize all the pleasure.